Welcome to the 4 Impact Point of View. I'm Tom Suttis, and I've actually been banging around in this not-for-profit world for over 35 years. And while there's more up on the website in terms of credibility and bio and all that, I want to just establish a little quick street cred. I began my career as a young pup development officer at Notre Dame. Ended up being the director of development, $130 million campaign. We went $50 million over goal. 25 years ago, actually, in 1983, I founded the Suttis Group. Since then, we've managed well over 300 campaigns and raised over $1 billion. In the year 2000, my partner Nick and I created 4 Impact as a way to share and scale our message, our point of view, and our impact. And we do that through our training and our websites. I want to share with you our point of view, our message, if you will. And like any great message, I think it can be summarized on a napkin. Actually, in this case, 3 napkins. We have 3 really big insights, if you will, that we think are going to help you as you go about your cause and your case. First of all, insight number 1, is it really, really, really about being a not-for-profit? Is it about being a charity or a 501c3 or tax-exempt? Why do we even define ourselves in the negative? It doesn't make any sense. So let's stop right now being a not-for-profit, and let's talk about instead what you are for. And what you are for in our world is impact. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't just semantic gymnastics. This is about an attitude. If you were to look at this as our first napkin and say, wow, stop being a not-for-profit, focus on what you are for and for impact. Nobody on your board, nobody on your staff wakes up in the morning and shouts, yee-haw, we don't get to make any money today. Think about that as we move forward. The second big insight, for me at least, was this idea that your impact drives your income, not the other way around. Just think about that just for a second. Your impact drives your income, not the other way around. So we're not in the fundraising business. We're in the impact business. So if we can clearly articulate our impact, our purpose, our message, if we can do that clearly, concisely, compellingly, what's going to happen to our income? It's going to rocket up. And therefore, if that happens, it comes back around, and what is created by more income is more impact. This is a pretty big deal for me. Literally, it was an epiphany, and it becomes the second big insight. With all due respect and admiration to anybody watching this, board or staff or whomever, none of you have income that matches your impact. The size and scope of your impact should drive the size and scope of your income. Think about that. Just for a moment. We actually put this on a napkin for you. You can see it on our website. You can do whatever with it. It creates these 2 insights on a napkin. The third big insight is tied to the income, and it says very simply, just ask. That's insight number 3. Just ask. Get out there. Visit. Ask for help. Ask for involvement. Ask for engagement, ask for a commitment, just don't ask for money. So there are the 3 insights. Stop being a not-for-profit, be a for impact. Let your impact drive your income, not the other way around. And when everything's said and done, get out there and just ask. 4impact.org for a lot more information and support and help.